Welcome to the Distant Random Crap Podcast. I'm your host, Lee Santa, aka Wild Ranger, and tonight I'm joined by...
Matty, also known as Random Crap Ranger.
And Adam, also known as Staticraft.
And we've just finished our review with Just Beyond, and now we're kicking that off with another review of another Metal Hero show, this time of Sekai Ninja Sen Jiraiya, or as it translates into World Ninja War Jiraiya.
The suit for which... I honestly think it was an inspiration for the suit seen in Hurricanja.
AKA Ninja Storm. To be fair, there have been other shows with ninjas in, they look a lot like Ninja Storm Rangers, just without the helmet. This was more armour, really. But, you know, upon watching this, I still say whoever like picks this as Totoe must have been like a super hardcore fan of Godfrey Ho Ninja films. So I was watching this, I kept expecting like Richard Harrison or Pierre Kirby to show up. And I have that bad Joseph Lai like trailers where it's like...
That name is forbidden!
Ninja Terminator! The great ninja battle continues! Ninja Terminator, watch all the action! Ah, but anywho. You know what I would have loved, though? If our lead hero said, I need a cigarette!
No, Lee.
Am I the only one who thinks he looks like if Hollywood ever did Naruto back in the 90s?
Naruto didn't exist in the 90s.
Yeah, I'm just saying now, I look at that suit and I just keep thinking 90s Naruto. Like, no. That's what he would have looked like in the 90s if he existed.
No, I don't think so, mate. You're pushing it on that one.
Oh, you had to spoil my fun, didn't you?
Yes. This is why I exist on this podcast.
So, anywho...
Space and bring you back to Earth.
So, anywho, folks... Excuse me, I've had a homemade curry tonight, so that's doing the rounds on my digestive tract. Oh dear. Excuse me, anywho. So just beyond to... Jiraiya! Who's not a pervert in this person, we're just saying.
Yeah, this isn't the Naruto Jiraiya.
To be fair, he could become a pervert later on. I mean, they did specifically say that sister of his wasn't blood related.
Seriously?
Yes. They say he's adopted in this.
Well, I'm guessing that's for other reasons. More like, not more romance, but more where he comes from, his origin story.
Let's go with that one. I like Adam's better.
So this came after Metal Dar, folks, in Japan. This was originally released back in... 1988, and was the last Metal Hero title of the Sawa period, because the Emperor of Japan, who was Emperor Sawa, passed away around this year.
Sure.
Yeah, that's why you have Sawa era, Heisei era. Sawa era Godzilla, Heisei era Godzilla. Sawa era Kamen Rider, Heisei era Kamen Rider.
Okay, that explains that. I was curious, thank you.
Well, he died at some point in 1989, so it would have been towards the end of, you know, Jiraiya's run, essentially.
But especially when Jiraiya ended it, killed the Emperor.
That's pushing it a little bit. Just saying.
I'm joking.
I know, I'm just somewhat saying. It's an interesting little footnote, I think, in the Metal Heroes genre. Because, like, none of the main characters are cyborgs, or robots, or androids, or they have some advanced space armor, or they're not aliens, you know. They're just ninjas, you know. To quote a certain The Bridge show, why is everyone this so a fucking ninja? I'm not joking, everyone in this show is a fucking ninja.
Of some kind.
Christ, one of the villains is apparently a Billy the Kid themed ninja.
Oy vey.
To be honest, I did get the idea there'd be lots of very bad themed ninjas.
Oh yeah, there's a lot of...
We had a fucking night one, didn't we?
Yeah. There's a long list of on Wikipedia of different ninjas. Like, the head villain, who's like, resembles a Crusader Knight. Castle Ninja Baron Owl.
Oh, why?
We have Jail Ninja Habuma. What have we got? Explosive Ninja Rocket Man. Miraculous Ninja Strawa. Metallic Ninja Gamas. Darkness Ninja Devil Cat, Space Ninja Dean Moss.
I'm both palming here.
So all the standard ninjas.
Yeah, there's a lot of ninjas. Mm-hmm. All different themes. Like I said, there's like meant to be a Billy the Kid one somewhere from America.
And you said there was like no cyborgs or anything in this, but there was a Mystic Element.
Slight Mystic Element, but...
Somewhat.
Well, there were crow ninjas that were...
Oh, yeah, because they'll fight... Yeah, the Torinin Karasaken. I just know I spelled that wrong. They were basically like live-action ninjas of the evil ninja crows.
So type that in, Lee, and I'll try and pronounce it for you.
The Ninja Kawazungaiga Gaugaiga or something. There you go.
They were pretty much spot on, the ones from Samurai Ninja Cats.
Yeah. Samurai Pizza Cats.
That's it.
Bird Ninja Karasu Tengu.
Oh, here's a great one. Anthropomorphic Ninja Vermilion Lizard.
Try saying that five times fast when you're pissed out your school.
Anthropomorphic Ninja Vermilion Lizard. Anthropomorphic Ninja Vermilion Lizard. Anthropomorphic Ninja Vermilion Lizard. Of course, I wasn't pissed out in school, but, you know.
Exactly. He made it to three times when sober.
By Ninja Chan Kung Fu. Chinese Ninja Lu Long.
Alright, should we get back to actually discussing the show?
In a sec, I'm looking for the Billy the Kid Ninja. There was a Billy the Kid Ninja here just yesterday. Demonic Ninja Salvia. Where is Billy the Kid? He was on here yesterday, damn it.
He's hiding from you.
Here we go. Lightning Ninja Wild. An American ninja from the West descended from Billy the Kid.
Oh, boy.
Sometimes calls himself Ninja Seraph from the North Army. Knew there was one. Anyway, so this show is basically, apparently thousands of years ago, a spaceship crashed and it left a tablet and it got buried in an earthquake and...
Was found.
And now, and the good guys have half of it, and the good guys are this grandfather. Is he granddad or just their dad? He's really old.
I think he's granddad or at least some kind of old relative.
So... They have dad slash granddad, and he lives with his daughter, who he cherishes very much, his son, and the adopted bastard scumbag he doesn't really want anything to do with. Who's the hero of our show?
Well, Lee says this, I think it's based entirely on the fact that after the intro sequence, it's 2 minutes of Jiraiya, the hero, getting his ass kicked by Grandpa.
I assume he's training him up to, like, be ready for the battle that's due.
Training, or it's just at the very least what he's done with them. It's just like standard training that he does with all of them, because the little brother looked like he was getting trained as well. Or he was learning how to not get his ass
kicked. Yeah, but somehow I doubt he threw ninja stars at the little kid like he did with Jiraiya.
Well, he didn't throw a ninja star at him. He threw it past him, hoping to hit the crow.
When it turned up.
Oh, wait, no, it is the biological father to Kiya Mamabu.
Okay, he is the father.
But he just let the adopted son think that he got a star thrown at him.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. But, yeah, you just look, he picked up the stars and started throwing them before the bad guys show up, though.
No, he didn't throw one until then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he didn't throw any stars until the thing started turning up.
But he only ever threw one star, as far as I can remember.
My mistake. I'm positive he threw others.
No, he did not.
Oh, fun fact, this was followed by G-Bomb, by the way, folks. Which was a Metal Hero show sort of paying homage to RoboCop.
Oh, boy.
Because apparently Gavon's design may or may not have inspired RoboCop's design.
Oh, speaking of which, have you seen some of the images for the new RoboCop?
Yeah, it looks like shit.
Yeah. I'll give it a chance, but...
It looks like shit.
Mm.
PG-13.
Really?
Yep, according to the leaked script. That ultra-violent drug bust, folks, from the original film? Nope. I wonder if they'll use the word cocks and wanker and cunt and bastard in this film. No, darling.
PG-13, if any of those words get through, I am the world's richest man.
I doubt we're going to get Murphy's snuff film death from the original film as well. That was a snuff film.
I'm curious to see if it's true. If Hugh Laurie's a villain, I'm interested to see what he'll do.
No, he's dropped.
Has he?
Yeah, they're placing Michael Keaton.
Oh, fuck.
And he looks really pissed off in all the set photos that have leaked. So, hey, back to our show. I'll admit, the theme tune's kind of catchy.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Jiraiya?
Yeah, it is quite catchy.
But, God, World Ninja War, I swear it sounds like a Gothio film.
And so the intro theme is not catchy enough to kick out the one song that will probably live in my head for years.
What's that?
Whopper Gangnam Style!
Oh, fucking Gangnam Style.
Gangnam.
Blah. So, as we pointed out, Toa, our main hero, aka the Jiraiya guy. Yeah.
Adam, friendly warning, I am going to end up putting that on at the polar bear tomorrow just for a lol.
Sorry, I'd got distracted in real life.
tomorrow at Polar Bear, I'm probably going to end up putting Gangnam Style on.
Oh, you better. It's a good song.
2-1, Lee, you're outvoted.
Anyway, back to the topic. So, as we pointed out, Toa was adopted, and why do I suspect he might be banging his sister?
Because your mind is dirty and fucked up, and you always seem to think these things.
Yeah, but he's adopted. They're not blood related.
So? And that automatically means he's banging the sister. Are you out of your skull?
Have you seen Japanese stereotypes, those?
Have you seen how much I couldn't give a flying fuck?
Oh, whatever. So, I'd like to imagine this show is set in the Pizza Cats universe, because it's so batshit crazy with the laws of physics. And plus they've got evil ninja crows. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Evil ninja crows! I do love how the little sister's playing a famicom, though. I just want to point that out. And for those of you who don't know, that's a Japanese Nintendo.
Nintendo. I'm looking at the N64 that Joey has set up downstairs with the games I brought. Before you ask, Lee, I have brought Conker's Bad Fur Day to Leicester, so if you come for a visit, the game is here.
Do 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 do.
Stupid logo!
So as we pointed out, some spaceship crafts... As we pointed out, some spaceship crafts, apparently in ancient times, as the dad explains to the kids, containing a time capsule sent by aliens, question mark. And as we said before, yes, pretty much everyone in the show is a fucking ninja.
Yep.
So, but then it cuts to the bad guys who say, like, ah, oh, the time capsule's glowing or something, I'm not 100% sure. And they say they sent out a message to all the world ninjas, two of which we see. One looks like he's got a mohawk, and another is a fat guy with a mohawk. Oh, no, wait, that's... Blah, I can't read my own notes.
What?
One looks like he's a gimp with a mohawk, and one's just a super fat guy like the one from Street Fighter.
That was the one with the face mask thing. He wanted to be Bane, but he couldn't. He wanted to be Bane, but he overdosed on donuts instead of Venom.
Oh my god. Can you imagine if that was the dialogue in the Jiraiya? Jiraiya's like, why didn't you kill me? And he's like, I'm sorry, I can't hear you over that gimp mask.
English motherfucker, do you speak it?
Well, apparently the Ninja Knight guy does, but it's broken English.
English.
Bang a yaw. It is mine now.
So, Adam. Yes. That's a show that actually has English.
If you think that's awesome, you should watch Godzilla Final Wars. One of the lead actors speaks nothing but English, and everyone else is in Japanese.
He's an English actor. He's an American actor. He was an American MMA actor, wasn't he?
No, he was a... Did you say anime or MMA?
MMA.
I thought you said anime.
Yeah,
I said MMA.
Yeah, he's a fighter from MMA, yeah. Apparently the director was a big super hardcore fan because three MMA fighters are in that film. You have the lead and then you have two sewing up at the base. The black guy and the Hawaiian guy.
Basically, it did what Kamen Rider 5 did. Five had the original villain Rider. He spoke English, and he was a Japanese actor, wasn't he?
The film introduced a Korean Rider who spoke fluent English. Yeah.
It still subtitled the Henshin.
Yeah, I fucking love that. But, Final Wars is so weird, it's got to be watched, because I wonder what was going through the heads of the actors. You know, you got this guy, did they just wait for him to finish and were like praying to God he had finished talking so they can then say their line in Japanese? Because he speaks through in English, you got these people going, as you all know, you got the Japanese talking, yada. And this guy goes, no, we must free Godzilla. And then the Japanese actor's like, speaking to me in Japanese, he's like, our plan, the world's been destroyed, we must free Godzilla.
Because fuck it, the world can't get fucked any more than it is.
Yeah, that's pretty much the plot.
Anyway, back to Jiraiya.
I would love to know what the show's budget was, because at times it looked like it threw a lot of money, and other times it looked really, really cheap.
Yeah.
I also love how Ki, the sister, can fight and is actually quite a competent fighter. And I can't help but wonder, if she hadn't been kidnapped, would she have actually become Jiraiya?
No, I don't think so, because the suit looked like it was sized specifically for man.
What I think is it was probably his real dad's armour.
Yeah, he is adopted.
Mm.
Good riddance.
Mm.
But no, she gets kidnapped by the evil ninja crows after the dad has beaten the crap out of like the head bad guy.
But he got injured, so he can't go to save her.
So he sends his adopted son that he kind of hates instead. And they do this by exchanging the tablet for his sister by rail cart over a tall mountain.
Yeah, I can't see this going wrong at all.
Reminds me of that episode of The Simpsons when they go to Brazil. You remember that one?
I know the one you mean.
Yeah, it reminded me of that scene. Wow, that Minnie's really gay.
Yeah.
I do love the hero. He's like, I want to see my sister before I give you a tablet. And they're like, okay. So this lower out fucking car dangling in midair.
And basically, yeah, you give us a tablet or we drop your sister.
Do you think all the cable cars have trapdoors underneath them?
Maybe.
Some of them do.
Maybe it was custom made. Anywho, so
I thought they lowered her out, dropped her out the front door, and there was a trapdoor.
Nope, I'm looking at it now. It's a little trapdoor in the middle.
Yeah. I love how he says, why should I give you this tablet? She's a bitch anyway, I fucking hate her.
Yeah, she treats me like a slave.
And she's like, I am so going to beat the shit out of you when we get home.
You're not making me want to save you.
Oh, God. Could you imagine if she started losing a shit? She'd be all like, yo, beep, 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 and furthermore, you, beep, 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 beep.
I'm going to ram your bleep so far up your bleep, your bleep.
And then he does have, like, one of the evil ninja crows say to the others, hey, dude, what's up? Beep, 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 beep. And they just, like, shrug their shoulders. I don't know, but I'd pay good money to see that.
Here, anyway.
So, I'd love to know how they got health and safety to okay the filming of the scene. I just want to say that.
Maybe there wasn't health and safety laws back then.
Pretty sure there were. So he throws the tablet, he rescues his sister, and during the confusion, there's a weird guy with a crystal ball walking around. I'm assuming he's going to be, like, the future comic relief. I also think he might be a hobo. I'm not too sure.
Hobos are amusing.
Be interested to see how he gets integrated, but, oh, no more subs, sadly. But anywho. So then, he gets his sister to hide, if I remember correctly, and then he Hensons, And it's basically just clip-on armour.
Yeah, clip-on armour that you can actually in some ways see him clipping on. And as I said, it does look like very similar to the outfit for the Hurricanes or Ninja Storm Rangers.
Yeah, well, like I said, that looked it. That's nothing new, to be fair. There have been other Toku shows. I think it was Lionmaru. Was it Lionmaru? Or was it that under one, Ninja Scope?
I ain't got that one.
There was a few others. But, God, what was the other one? Oh, I can't remember now. Anywho, so, yeah, so he fights, like, the head, well, the second-in-command ninja villain, who's got, like, this weird camo outfit. And he's got this weird headgear on. Kind of reminds me of the German-esque guy from Gundam G. Was it G Gundam? Yeah, G Gundam.
I ain't got a clue.
Had this weird ninja mask and he's meant to be German, I think. Has that, and, you know, they basically fight each other like something out of a Godfrey Ho film. Or an over-the-top episode now. They're using every ninja trick in the ninja book to try and beat each other.
Do they worship the power of the log?
No.
And they do not use every trick in the book if they do not use the substitute.
I don't think they use that. Maybe that's later.
Maybe. But maybe also, they come to learn to worship and harness the power of the log.
But also Ninja Knight guy's there and he finds the tablet. So like the other guy is saying, oh, thank you for getting that for me. And like the Knight guy's all like, psych, and runs off with it. He's like, thank you a very much.
Douche.
He's like, you're a fucking brick.
I know where you live.
Somewhere in England.
But then he gives back the tablet, which has a little face on it with its tongue sticking out.
Yeah, it's a fake tablet. And he's all like, I do not like a fake.
Ugh.
Oh, sorry, yeah. Star Ninja Ratsubaka is like the second in command.
Because he has a star on his face.
Yeah, the head, yeah, so we forgot to mention the head ninja is called Oga Ninja Dokusai.
Try to put it in the text bar.
Dokusai, I'm positive I've spelt it right.
Pronounced it.
Pronounced it, whatever. But also his daughter is like that chick.
Dokusai.
Yeah, his daughter is that chick who works with him. He's a master of disguise. Her name is Butterfly Ninja Benny Kiba.
Benny Kiba?
Yeah.
Crimson Fang?
Uh-huh.
Actually, that could make sense. Crimson Fang. Dokusai. Okay, so he's poisoned something.
This is going to bug you for the rest of the night, ain't it?
No, it's not. It's... I can understand half of the names, like Bird Ninja, Karasu Tengu, or the Raven something. Dokusai is Poison something. And Benny Kiba's Crimson Fang.
I think there's also a good ninja that shows up to help him out. According to Wikipedia. Who also played the Blue Ranger in Mask Man. Spear Ninja Topper. There's no mention of the hobo guy in this, so I guess he doesn't show up again.
Probably not, no.
Oh, wait. No, Henry Rakuten, he does show up.
Damn.
He's apparently a comical fortune teller who dresses... He gets involved with the heroes, and apparently has a crush on Mai. Apparently he trained to become a ninja, but gave up.
Well done.
But, oh well. So they fight, enjoy her, saves his sister, his dad tells him there'll be other battles, and... Yeah, I can see why he thought this was less entertaining than Just Beyond.
I thought it was more entertaining because it's 2 minutes of watching the main hero get smacked around by his old man. That alone made it more entertaining.
It had a story, this one, but it's just the story just wasn't any good. It was just so... I'd like to say it was so bizarre, but bizarre things are usually better than this.
It's like a Godfrey Ho film to me. It has some good moments, but it also drags a bit. And... I don't know, there's just something about this that doesn't sit well, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, man.
I know I keep saying, oh, it's not as good as Spielbarn, but... I don't know, maybe Spielbarn just hit all the right notes, creatively.
Possibly.
I mean, fair enough, I give them credit for doing something different, but... something not right about it, you know?
Yeah.
And with that, I think we better move on to grades.
I'll say 3.5 out of 10. Actually, no, it's been maybe 4, 5. I can maybe watch a few more if I'm bored, but I wouldn't willingly go seeking it out. 4 or 5 out of 10.
Okay, Cooks.
I'd probably say, well, I gave Just Beyond 3.5.
Out of 5, wasn't it?
Out of 10.
Oh, I'd go by out of 5.
So I'd probably give this one 3.4 out of 10. It's worse, but it's not that worse.
I'd say
it's nowhere near as bad as some of the crap we've watched this podcast.
Tattoo Teenage, Alien Fighters.
Right, Adam, you're a witness for this burn. I get to snap his neck.
You've ever seen that show, Crooks? Tattooed Alien Fighters from Beverly Hills.
I think I've seen that guy with the glasses review of it, but that's it.
DJ
Omega reviewed it like a few months after we reviewed like the only 4 available episodes. I love the fact that apparently some guy, I think it's the guy that runs Henson Fever, he recorded a load of eps and put them on YouTube because they were re-airing in America recently on like one of their pop/kick equivalents.
punch that guy and punch those people who made that decision in the testicles or ovaries.
I'm waiting for the Mills Creek DVD release.
You buy that, you have wasted money. Nothing in the world will change that. You have wasted, even if it's small, it's money you can never reclaim that could have been spent on something so much better.
To be fair, Mills Creek are also releasing Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad on DVD.
Buying.
Yeah, I was tempted to buy it. See, now it's getting released next year. I'm hoping it gets released around the time of your birthday. That would make an awesome birthday present, wouldn't it?
It would be awesome.
That's a so-recent review.
We've talked about it, but we never got around to doing it.
Buying in decent encodes as well, and then we get distracted.
Mm.
Like, people need to work. Anywho. My grade, yeah, 2 out of 5. I give them credit for trying something different. It's just this first episode doesn't really do it for me. It doesn't really make me want to go back and watch any, like, stick around, you know? With Spielberg and Metal Dad, you did want to see what happened afterwards.
Yeah.
You did want to stick around and see what happens.
But
this, yeah. I mean, yeah, again, yeah, we give them credit for trying something different. It just, I don't know, maybe it's one of those you need to see more eps of, but that's never a good sign.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it'll get better in later eps, but this first ep's pretty shit. But it'll get better!
Yeah, I think it was very forced, like, they were trying to stick lots of things in there to make it new and original, but it was a bit too much.
They're trying to really build the world by saying, there's ninjas everywhere! Everyone in this show is a fucking ninja! I know. And like I said, I know we keep saying Spielberg was better, but Spielberg was better! Spielberg seemed to hit all the right notes for us. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Anywho, yeah, folks. So that's our review of... I just had it. Hang on. Sekai Ninja Sen Jiraiya, a.k.a. World Ninja War Jiraiya. Well, thank you for listening, folks. I guess that's all we can say. Hopefully our next review will be better.
Next review will be of something much better, I hope.
Something that was, let's just say that was a class.
Oh, yeah. Well, considering what it was from, it's better than most of it, but... not hard to be better than not hard to be better than that series.
Good night, folks.
See you guys.
Later, everyone.
Hello. I'm Russell Gold, and I play the title character in Jim Nolan Private Eye, a private detective series set in Boston of the 1970s. Join me as I investigate some very unusual cases. You can listen at misfitsaudio.com.